Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. Welcome to another edition of Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Wow, things are busy around here, as always. Depending on when you're listening to this, our dinner may be coming up or gone. This is the program
one
is going
of those
to run
unusual
the
weeks.
Week of the
yes.
dinner. But if you did come, I know you had a great time and want to thank you for coming, because it does help us out. It is a fundraising dinner and it helped us out a bunch. So thank
and
you.
And on to the next thing.
Yes. We have a share-a-thon coming
we
up.
We do.
And we're going to be trying some different things with the share-a-thon. But we still need two things. We need volunteers to answer the phone, and we need, if your financial situation is such that you can do this, it really helps us out a bunch. Now think about it. You may or may not be listening when we have the share-a-thon. And if you're not listening, well, how are you going to make a gift if you're not listening? So what we ask some people to do is to make a gift in advance, and if it's a larger gift, we'll use that gift as a challenge during the share-a-thon to challenge other listeners to match your generous amount collectively, with calls from all kinds of people to match it. And that way, effectively, everybody's money is doubled. If you can help us out in that regard, give us a call at 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. Remember, we can use volunteers to answer the phones as well.
Our guest today on Faith in Action is kind of an interesting one. Janetta Presley, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much.
You know, I saw this in the newspaper, I saw it on TV, and I knew right away that I was hopeful that you would agree to come and chat with our listeners. The name might seem familiar to you, listeners, but it might be the name what she did that it will be even more familiar, and that is she's from Muncie, and she put a box in her front yard called the Blessing Box and filled it with all kinds of things. So anyway, I'm so glad you're here today, and we're going to hear all about it.
Yes.
You know, when you did this, I thought, you know, that's just the kind of thing that really we're all called to do. I mean, a simple act of kindness, a simple work of mercy, feeding the hungry, and you did it. We all think about it. Everybody thinks about it, Janetta. You know, if not that particular idea, the idea of something like that, and yet you did it. So first of all, tell us, where do you live? Where in Muncie do you live? And do you work from 9 to 5, or are you at home, or what? Tell us.
I live on 8th and Monroe Street in Muncie, Indiana, on the corner. And I am a stay-at-home mom. I have had 9 children.
Oh, God bless you.
Some are ours and some are adopted. Uh-huh. And I am no longer a foster parent. I'm retired because I have epilepsy and I have had some problems with that.
Mm-hmm. 9 children. God bless you. Your arms are full. I've opened wide.
And special needs at that.
Oh, wow.
So,
my goodness.
And I have 3 at home
right now.
Still, okay. 21 and 19 and 18.
Okay, so you still got a little ways to go.
Yes, I do. And I have an 11-year-old daughter who is my granddaughter who lives with her mother. So she's not with us, but I still have to care for her. So.
Sure. Yeah, I well understand that. I have 2 of my grandkids living with us because their dads, but mom and dad are building a home. So our house is full. So tell us about this idea. I saw it on the news. I saw it. It was really all over the place for a short period of time. And I thought, what an interesting idea. So how did it even come to you? Tell us about that. Like, how long ago did you have the first ideas of this is an interesting thought?
just a month ago.
Okay.
And because of a young lady that lives in my neighborhood who works, whose husband is incarcerated and will not ever get out of jail, who has two children. And she, the hours she works is the hours that the food pantries are opened. And so she cannot get to the food pantries, and they took her food stamps when they made her get a job.
Right. Okay. So she had no way to access a food pantry, and your light bulb's going off in your head saying, there ought to be a way we can help them.
Absolutely. I have helped her and gave her stuff, and she cried and cried and cried at my house because she just didn't know what she was going to do. So I did some research and found a church out of Georgia that did it at their church, out in front of their church, and decided that a church is where anybody lives because you can speak to God anywhere.
Exactly.
So I decided to do it in my front yard.
I love that. Do it in your front yard.
I sure did. My son-in-law, I said, get yourself out there in the garage and find me something to put out there. And he said, really, Mom?
Really?
And I said, yes, really.
Well, because it couldn't be a cardboard box. No. I mean, with the kind of rain we've had lately, you had to kind of come up with something that was sturdy enough that would hold some food. And it wouldn't the weather wouldn't bother it. So the container was your first challenge.
Well, it's the container that I have in front of my home is the first one, and it's just a old entertainment center that we have staked plastic around it for the weather problem. But the other containers that we've gotten out now are actually hard plastic or the old metal kitchen cabinet kind that are dry.
There you go. Okay, so the very first container you put out in your front yard, and you filled it with what?
All non-perishable food items.
So canned goods.
Canned goods, canned meat, spaghetti, macaroni and cheese, baby formula that I bought.
Oh, there you go, baby formula.
Some diapers, some laundry soap, dish soap, small containers of that kind of stuff, sanitary stuff for ladies that might need that.
And you have a little sign out there. What's the sign say?
My sign says blessing box. Take what you need, bring back when you can.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, you know what, Jim? It's such a simple idea.
It is.
And yet there's... I'm just dumbfounded by the response that you've had, the overwhelming response, and I think it's just the goodness. I think the goodness in your heart reaches out and touches other people. Have you had people that have said, it's not going to work, you're going to be cleaned out the first night?
Oh, of course. I've had them just... they really went off on Facebook about it. You know, they're going to steal it. They're going to take all the food out of it. You're going to have trouble with kids. Well, I don't have trouble with kids because I don't put anything in there to entice children to come to it. That's the point. It's for a meal. It's food. So there's no snacks in there for children to want to come and mess with it. So
sure. Okay, so you don't have potato chips and gummy bears?
No.
No potato.
No.
If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today, Janetta Presley, and she's the woman from Muncie who was in the newspaper and on the news a few weeks ago, who put a blessing box in her front yard with a simple sign on it. And basically it was for those, if you need it a little bit, take a little. If you can put a little bit in it, put a little bit in it. And have you had people that have been replenishing it, or is it all you, Janetta?
Actually, leaving it out at night, I get up in the morning and it's packed full.
Oh!
So instead of people stealing, they're packing it full.
Okay, so there you go, you naysayers. So there. Okay, so and that, of course, I'm sure was a concern of people saying that you'll wake up and the box will be gone. Right.
Or be empty. I say this. If you're hungry, then take it. It's yours. I can put more in there.
So you don't ever lock the box? So at nighttime, you don't lock the box?
They're never locked. They're open 24/7 to whomever needs food.
What has surprised you the most about this whole thing?
I've had a young lady that walked several miles with a baby to my box because she needed food for her child, her new infant.
Oh, my goodness.
And she works. and she works hard, and they took her stuff from her because of her job.
Sure. Now, you don't live in the heart of the city. Would you say you live in the burbs of Muncie, or how far away do you live?
I live close to downtown Muncie.
Okay. All right. Now, have you had other people that have come to you and said, great idea, I'm going to do this, or have suggested maybe mimicking your idea or using your same the idea in a similar way?
There are three different people that have boxes in Muncie that aren't mine. But I have phone calls every day and emails, people wanting boxes put out in their neighborhoods, needing it, can't walk to where any of them that I have out in Muncie, and just don't have boxes to put out. I'm in need of boxes is what I'm in need of.
So what kind of, if people wanted to donate a box, what sort of a thing would you be looking for?
The outside storage boxes that you put outside that are plastic, they're hard plastic. Mm-hmm. You can buy those at Lowe's, or Walmart has sure. them. Or the old metal kitchen cabinets
sure.
Work really great. Anything 3 foot tall that is waterproof, used, I'll paint, I have no problem, would be great.
This would be something like somebody would put on a patio or on their deck, maybe, something like
yes,
that?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're just now tuning in, listeners, Janetta Presley, she made headlines a couple weeks ago when she put a blessing box in her front yard and filled it with all kinds of perishable items, diapers, formula, and then just let the world have at it. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Janetta Presley. And Janetta Presley kind of hit the new airwaves a few weeks ago with an interesting idea. And I was touched immediately. And I know that many of our listeners were simply by the idea of putting a box in your front yard, filling it with canned goods, diapers, formula, and saying, and opening the doors wide, basically, and saying, if you need it,
that's such
take
a,
it.
A clever idea, and as MJ said, so simple, so utterly simple. But yet, you know, when the post office has their whatever it is, their first Saturday drive, and they leave you a little bag, and we're always happy to put something in it. Or if the church has a food drive, and we're always happy to bring something. But this is on an everyday basis. It's as simple as people eat every day. You might go for a walk every day and take a can or two of food with you. Drop it off at the box.
Yeah,
ride a bicycle, take a can of box of cornflakes with you and drop it off at the box.
How wonderful is that? You know, what's interesting is have you been surprised by how far the story has gone? And maybe share with our listeners, where have you received calls from?
I've had donations from people in Ohio.
Oh, my.
It went as far as to be on USA Today newspaper.
Oh, my.
There's a paper online that's out of New York City, and it was in it, and it with 7.2 million likes.
Wow. Oh, my
gosh. So it's everywhere.
So it's gotten legs.
It's gotten legs and grew.
I like that. So how does this make you feel? I mean, this has to make you feel good, because you said earlier that it wasn't something you thought about for months or years. You just saw a need and basically did it within a couple weeks.
Yeah, I did. And I don't live in the best part of Muncie. I actually live in the worst part of Muncie. I live on a bad side, and people really thought the idea was stupid.
Sure.
And actually, it's made everybody out to go, oh, my God, that lady's crazy.
Sure. Yeah. But look what's happened.
It's been good. It really has. And I love seeing my neighborhood children not go to bed hungry.
Yeah.
There are so many people that work hard and can't make it to food pantries because they're not opened in the evening times. And this way you can go home, and if you open up your refrigerator and go, oh, what am I feeding my baby tonight? you can walk down or come down to one of the boxes and your child will eat for the night.
You know, it's interesting, Janetta, is you remind me of a story in the Bible about the widow who gave of her last when you yourself are on a fixed income.
Very fixed.
Yeah. So you have limited resources yourself. And yet, you know, I think it's oftentimes I've been touched in my life by the people who are the kindest and the most generous are the people who have suffered through the most difficult of times themselves.
That is true. I am one of those people that live paycheck to paycheck. And it's very hard. And I came into hard times just recently. We had a death. And I needed my haircut, and I put out there that I needed a haircut, and a beautician said, hey, you've done all of this for us. You come out here, and I'll give you a haircut.
See? The ripple effect. The ripple effect.
Absolutely.
Our guest today on Faith in Action, Janetta Presley, and she did something, as Jim said, we've both mentioned, very simple.
Absolutely.
Very unique, but really has kind of taken Facebook by storm and gone all the way to New York City with such a simple idea. You know, we talked about filling it up, you know, the naysayers saying the box is going to, not only is the box going to be gone tomorrow, but the food's going to be gone, right? And yet that hasn't happened.
Nope.
People have continued to fill it, and yet you live in an area of Muncie that's not really, you know, the upper middle class. In
that's
fact,
correct.
You'd say working class area of Muncie,
or
poor working class. So you don't lock it.
Nope.
Have you had to change your plan about the box at all? Since it first started, have you changed anything about it?
I have, because I didn't have a really good idea of how to do it in the beginning. I just took stuff out of my cupboard and stuck out there.
Sure.
But I've kind of mulled it over, I guess, with my neighbor lady, and we kind of figured out a little thing that we do now. So we take two boxes of macaroni and cheese, a box of tuna, and we tape it together. Tuna helper and tuna, tape it together. Chicken helper, canned chicken, tape it together.
So like a dinner ready
to
go.
Spam, yeah. And we do that now, and then we put miscellaneous canned goods in there so that they're not, you know, they can just really come down and just pick a dinner, you know, and then take a vegetable or some cereal or what have you for the next morning for the child or what have you. I did it for mostly children.
Sure.
I just can't see a child go to bed hungry.
Sure. You know, the interesting thing is, Janetta, I think that one small act of kindness, and really it's not a small act, it really was a huge thing. It was maybe a small thought in your head that turned mushroomed into this incredible idea. But you never know the ripple effect of the good that you've done. You know, I was in Target the other day and I was thinking about you, and they had diapers on sale it was size one, it was newborn diapers. And for some reason they were mispriced or mismarked, and they were so cheap. I couldn't believe how cheap they were. And I put one in my basket and I was going to get it for someone in particular. And when I got home, it was even cheaper than I originally thought. I mean, and I thought the idea struck me. You've done the same thing. I mean, put diapers out there and formula out there. And I thought, you know what? It would be so easy for me to go back and just clean out the shelf of all of those diapers they were defected in some way. Mm-hmm. And so they were blowing them out. And they were so daggone cheap at Target. And I thought, it was the goodness of what you did, Janetta. You know, just the planting of the seed and the ripple effect. Do you ever wonder about that? All the different people that you've touched with just this very simple little act.
I hope that it touched a lot of people. And I hope that Indianapolis would start this in their neighborhoods. I really do. And I would like to head anything up to help, to give you the idea, to show you what you need. You know, there are people out there who really, really need help. And some people are embarrassed. And so they come at 9 o'clock at night to get it. And you know, I always try to greet them and say, hey, don't wait till 9 o'clock. Come at 5 when you need it. You know, don't wait to feed your kids or yourself that late at night. Come when you do need it. Don't be embarrassed, because I need it too.
You know, it that's That's so true, though. I mean, I can see that. I can see myself in that position, knowing it's right down the street, but I don't want people to see me. I mean, I don't want to be seen doing that. But yet the need is there. So, you know, I mean, I have been in that position in my life. We were poor growing up, and we were the beneficiaries of kindnesses such as yours, you know. So I think that people remember that, and maybe in turn, as you've already seen, are, you know, giving back. You said you started with one box, but now you've got several. What's the deal with that?
I have 5 boxes in different neighborhoods, and I have 25 boxes that people want to put out in neighborhoods I don't have boxes for. So if I had the boxes, they would be out in the neighborhoods, but I just don't have the boxes to put out.
So how much would a box like this cost if you were to go to Lowe's or Walmart or Target?
They're $59.
$59. And so this is a plastic box that already you kind of know the dimensions of, and you've got the idea.
Yes.
Now, do they have to be tied down so that the food doesn't fall over in it, or do they have to be anchored in some way?
We have stakes that my son-in-law made, and they are anchored to those stakes.
Okay, so where did you get the idea for where the other boxes were going to go? Because you started with one.
Mine.
Okay, yours.
And then I had a neighborhood association contact me that they had put a new park in, and they wanted to put a box there because it's privately owned. So a box went there for their dedication, and that one has done very, very good. And then I myself just started driving the neighborhoods and asking people, hey, do you think this would work for you guys? And getting volunteers to put them in their yards. They have to be on private property.
Okay. All right. So that makes sense. So they can't just be on a corner.
No, ma'am. They have to be on private property and in a corner of a yard. All of them are in the corner of someone's yard. So they're not tracking up people's yards or anything like that. You know, they have access to the sidewalk and things of that sort. But I've had people that just contact me constantly saying, hey, will you come and put one in Albany, Indiana? Our neighborhood needs it. Or will you come and put one in Yorktown, Indiana? We need one. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you guys can do this yourself. Get a box, fill it up, and put it out there, you know. And all of my boxes I fill one time. And then it's up to the neighborhoods to keep them full. You know, you have to do it right. You have to take out and put back. And if you don't need from it in that neighborhood, then put something in it when you go to the grocery store. Pick up an extra can of fruit cocktail. Pick up an extra jar of baby food. Take it down there. Set it in there. And then you'll know somebody's going to get it, you know, and use it. That's the concept of it.
Yeah, I love it. It's very perpetual. I mean, it takes on a life of its own. Janetta Presley, our guest today on Faith in Action, she drove down from Muncie to be with us today. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Was a huge sacrifice.
And you know, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. But she was telling us before the program some of the places that she has turned down for an interview. And so, go ahead.
Feathering
Janetta,
your cap, Jim.
Yes,
I mean,
well,
nice
yours as
that?
Well, and not really ours. It's a matter that this is a very good Catholic Radio is a very good platform to share her idea with. But tell us some of the places who have asked to interview you and you've kind of declined.
The Today Show.
The Today Show. Goodness gracious. Well,
eat
God
your heart
bless
out,
you,
Matt Lauer.
Yeah. We got her. We got her. Well, I tell you, Janetta, I said this off air, but you're spunky and feisty, and that's just you needed that kind of spirit. You just needed that. You know, just our Lord is, you know, the wonderful thing about our Lord is he lives within each of us, and we are his arms and legs, right?
Absolutely.
And so he planted a little idea in you, and you had the courage and the outspokenness and the willingness to participate and do it.
Absolutely.
And because of what you did, there are going to be boxes all over Muncie. And who knows about Indianapolis? I mean, are you listening? Are you thinking about this? Because, I mean, we have soup kitchens. I mean, I know you had to think about that. I mean,
yes.
Downtown Muncie probably has a soup kitchen,
yes,
or a food kitchen.
Yes, they do.
Kitchen,
the mission,
right?
Does.
Okay. Okay. So, and that's probably serves a lot of people. But yet your box is serving yet a different type of person. Someone else.
the mission serves people that are mostly homeless, uh-huh. men, yeah. not a lot of women and children. So, yeah, I feel that, you know, I serve the people who work hard and just need a little boost in life.
Just a little boost.
And just a little boost.
And that's exactly it. You know, we've got a little bit less than a minute left, Janetta. What have we not said? What would you like to toss out to our listeners? Maybe a challenge, Janetta.
Well, I challenge you guys to get out there in your neighborhoods and put a box out. And if you want to help me, then, you know, definitely send me an email or something and help me. I need boxes, and I could use some more food to put in the boxes to put out. So, but if you want to put one out in your area in Indianapolis, contact me. I'll help you. I'll get you started.
Now, go ahead. If you would give us that email so people can contact you.
Well, I found her on Facebook.
That was
pretty easy. And I thought they didn't give any information in the newspaper on TV on how to contact you. So I went on Facebook. You know, it's the easiest mm-hmm. thing nowadays.
Yeah, just put my name in.
Yeah.
And my picture's right there. There and contact me.
Okay. And what about an email? Do you have an email?
I do, but I don't check it very often.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think Facebook's probably the easiest way.
Yes.
You responded very quickly through that.
And so what would they look for on Facebook?
My name is Janetta Presley.
Yeah. Presley, P-R-E-S-L-E-Y. Just look up Presley. And God bless you.
It says, I live in Muncie, Indiana.
And there you go. And that's, I knew I had the right one when Muncie popped up right
Absolutely.
Away.
Absolutely. And my name is a little strange. So.
Yeah, but that's beautiful. My husband's grandmother was Janetta. And I thought, oh, how unusual, how beautiful. But God bless you.
Thank you. God bless
you for just saying yes and for cooperating. And I know your guardian angel is smiling ear
Thank
to ear.
Thank you for having me. And my grandmother, yes, she is probably would be very proud of me.
God bless you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.